August 18th, 2004, and I'm with Tommy Sycamore, President of the Ontario Hall of Fame, Lacrosse Hall of Fame, and Roger Buck Smith, who is on the selection committee for the Canadian Hall of Fame, and also the director for the Ontario Lacrosse Hall of Fame, and myself, Walt Power, or Larry Power. And we're doing this interview in the new Oswegan Iroquois Arena. It's just been built, and tonight is game six of the Junior A finals between Six Nations and Rippey. So here we go. Roger, when did you... So Roger told me, most people call him Buck, so we're going to call him Buck tonight. when did you start your lacrosse? When was the first time you picked up a stick?
Probably when I was 8 or 9 years old. First time I had a lacrosse stick in my hand, and the first stick I had was my dad had made it for me.
That wouldn't be as Martin special.
No.
Okay.
It was a good stick. It was good enough for me at that time, but as I got a little bit older, I went to school and. The first Martin stick I had, I must have been 12 or 14, my dad had given me, it cost me 10 bucks. My dad gave me 10 bucks to go and buy this Martin stick, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I had to ride my bicycle about 2.5 miles to get to where he made the sticks, and I lost the $10. Oh, that was disaster for me. And I didn't know what to do. I backtracked, and finally, I found a 10 bucks. So I was the happiest guy. I went and had that Martin stick. That's the only stick that I ever used. Throughout my career was a Martin stick. It didn't last that as long as I did, but that was the first stick that I had.
So, okay, and you played here on the reserve. And when was your first time?
Like 39 and 50 when I started. I played at school. We had school teams, but we never had no organized lacrosse at that time. In 1950, we formed the midget team. It was just like we just going to the playoff. We play no league games or nothing. And we were good enough to win the Ontario Championship that year in the midget category.
Do you remember some of the other guys who were on your team in 1950?
Yeah, most of them. I remember a lot of them. I have a picture of that. I also played with the Mohawk Stars that year. She was the men the same year.
Was that Senior B caliber, what you say?
Well, I guess it was called intermediate.
Intermediate?
Yeah. So we played in a field, didn't we? But it was sort of a box across game. Just in a field, I just never had no... play, just a rope around that
place. Right. Okay. In 1950, where were you playing?
That's 1950, that's the year I think
okay.
For the
Mohawk Stars. Mohawk Stars in 50.
Yeah.
51?
51, I played with the Mohawk Stars again, and that's, I think we won an immediate championship that year.
Now, the name of that trophy back then, was called, I can't think of the name of it right now. For the intermediate champion.
I don't want to call it either, but I know it, yeah.
I got a picture of it at home. Mm-hmm. I sent Tommy a picture of it, and it'll come to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I don't want to dwell on that. Yeah. 1952,
I went to Peterborough. I went up there to play junior. A good friend of mine, Ross Collins, was already playing for Peterborough, the senior team at that time, And so he sort of talked me into going up to Peterborough to play junior.
Did you get any games in with the seniors?
Yes, I did. I played a couple of games with the seniors during the they called me up with somebody that was hurt.
Am I missing your stats for 52?
No, I think.
I found them?
My junior stats, you're probably
at. Yeah, I've missed them.
Yeah, but. Anyways, I played a few games during the regular season, and our junior team was at kind of, I think they were called the Filter Queens.
Yeah.
And we didn't make the playoffs, but we were out. So the Man Cup that year was in Maple Leaf Gardens. So they called me up to play for the Man Cup that year, which was a big thrill for me.
Wow.
Playing at Maple Leaf Gardens, and You were good enough to win the Man Cup that year.
So you did play on, that means you played on three Man Cup?
No, I was 53.
Yeah. Okay, 53. That must be exciting playing at the old Miller Bowl.
It was some games would get rained out. They'd be lined up there way before the game would start, eh? It was great, eh?
And coming up to 54 was
53. I played with them the full year, eh?
Right.
I went out west and beat Victoria out there for the Man Cup.
Now in 53, okay, I'm wrong. I'm thinking that Beyond's year that he played senior in Ontario. He started with Brampton pulled it after 12 games,
yeah.
And then he went to Hamilton. But I didn't have any knowledge of that.
He's about the same age as I am. I think he went west.
Played mostly from the Spirit of West for Victoria. Actually, I think he only had the 1 year of senior in Ontario. Senior A in Ontario.
He was 53. Well, he was playing junior at the same time I was. I would play for a few of the guys, who he played for a regular, or some one of those teams.
Right.
I don't know whether they wanted to do something for that year, I don't know.
That must have been a thrill, a young kid going out west.
That's for sure. That was a big thrill for me. And
Ross would have been on that team?
Yeah, Ross was on that team.
Maybe just double out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Had you big trouble afterwards?
Yeah, how'd you get out there?
We flew out there.
You flew?
Yeah, it took about 8 hours, but we flew out there. We stopped in Winnipeg.
I guess that's the first time you ever flew, too, right?
Yes, probably it was the first time I ever got on an airplane.
That's something going through the mountains, eh?
Yeah, it was great, eh? Something over the mountains, but I don't remember really whether it was that night when we flew over there
It was only 51 years ago.
Yeah, that's quite a while ago. I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Okay, so when you were playing in Peterborough, did they find you a job when you
were there? Yeah, they found me. I had two or three jobs there. Had to get a little bit of money, too, and then they put some in the bank for you. $50 a week or something.
So they treated you pretty well up there in Peterborough?
Pardon?
They treated you pretty well in Peterborough?
Yeah. Everybody, most of the guys there were from out of town, probably.
Yeah, and your goaltender those years
was Murray Boone. He was from Old Sound, Rusty Slater, Curly Mason.
Yeah.
They were all from Old Sound.
Old Sound, right.
And they had guys, Nipper Hearn and Harry Hooker and Jerry Fitzgerald and our coach, John, Bobby Phillips from St. Patrick's.
Yeah, you had a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a piece of clipping of the 1953 Man Cup. They came from the CBC, and I got a little piece of the clock interviewing Bobby Thorpe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing coach. And so then 54, where are you?
Actually, 54, Ross and I came to St. Catharines. We were in St. Catharines for that year, 54. We didn't, we done fairly good, but we didn't, get any place, nothing in there. But that year, Peterborough picked up Ross Hollis to play for them. To pick up that year, like, back then, you could pick up a couple of players after the playoff were over.
No, those years, Peterborough won in the East 7 years in a row.
Yeah.
And there's only been they did it, St. Kitts did it back in the 30s, early 30s,
mm-hmm.
And the Ashford Green Girls in Junior A,
Perfecting
Smart Club, did it. But those are the only three teams to do it 7.
Well, Peterborough, that Peterborough team was inducted into the team category, Canadian.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Well, they were, like, just from what I've read, they sound like they were the best team of all time. That stint they had.
But actually, there's not all that many players from.
And then there's, let's go on with this story. So up to 55, you must, Hamilton?
55, I went over and played in Tuscarora.
Oh, okay.
We played like intermediate.
I just recall it there.
Oh, that's the year I missed your spot.
Right.
And you won the scoring title.
The scoring title.
We got to find that.
I've got to find that for you. So anybody listening to this, if you hear it, and you're thinking about Pops, like what he did in 55, he won the scoring title down in Tuscarora. And well, after that, well, I'm going to try and get those stats for you, you know, so that your career gets complete.
Yeah. And then 55, I guess.
56?
56. Oh, yeah. I went to Hamilton.
Yeah. Did you play the whole year for Hamilton?
I did. I played a couple of years there for Hamilton. I don't know how many games I played.
56?
I had. By that time, I was kind of beat up. my knees were sort of given out on me. So I hung in there.
And you played in 57, you played in
I think I still was in Hamilton. I'm not really sure.
Did you go anywhere after Hamilton?
No, after that I came back home and sort of looked at it here. It was senior B and intermediate. Maybe it was intermediate then, but after it got to be senior B, I played then my last year of 67. That's when I retired. But I only played not too many games then because the injuries that I had,
right,
they all stopped. Then we ended up coming back before the playoffs to get in shape, and next year we won the President's Cup, and also we won the North American Indian tournament at Expo 67.
All right. Was that the year that Ross had six of his sons or something on the same team?
Yeah, he had a few boys on that
team. Maybe you can answer this question. I know the names of four of Ross's sons, Georg, Greg, Gary, and Harry. What were the other four?
There was a Greg. You got Greg.
Yeah, I got Greg. Am I asking too much here?
I really can't.
You just can't remember.
I can't remember, but I could find out.
It'll come. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
What would you consider your biggest thrill playing across? Probably one of those Man Cup teams?
Yeah, I think maybe the first one in 1952.
Yeah, that was the Maple Leaf Gardens.
Yeah, that was a big thrill for me. Also, what was very special to me too was the 1967 President's Cup.
Right.
Because I played with my own players from here, from Six Nations, mostly all native players, and in front of my own people, and which is a lot of people from here. Never ever saw Ross and I play too much. So we were always losing.
Right.
Sometimes we get a few fans and we came to Hamilton or St. Catharines. That was really
that played in Brantford?
Yeah, that was played in Brantford.
And
the Civic
Center. Yeah, and Ross would be on the team?
Yeah, Ross was the coach.
Was Cap on that team?
Yeah,
Cap on there?
Yeah,
Cap
was on the
game. It's very emotional for you playing in front of your own people.
Yeah, that was really special.
Yeah.
I won the most valuable player, and that just did it for me. I said, that's when I retired. I was only 34 when I retired. The type of game that I played. But, a lot of guys can play until the 40s, but they don't get into the action, like in the corners. And at that time, we had to play defense, too, as well as offense. If you couldn't play defense,
back in those days, you played the whole four.
Yeah, you didn't get to play much if you didn't go all the way.
Earlier today, we were talking about the Smiths. Now, there was a whole bunch of names that, like earlier, 1935, when they played, was it 35 to 30? 36, they played Maple Leaf Gardens. And you mentioned two uncles on that.
Yeah.
And now, can you tell me who they
were? Randall B. Smith, the North Shore Indians.
Yes, right.
He was my uncle, and his brother was Hubie Smith. And they both played for the Man Cup that year. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but I think my uncle, Russell Beef, they call him.
Right.
He scored more points in Man Cup finals.
And they're on your mother's side?
No, they're on my dad's side.
Okay.
They were brothers to my dad. So Sydney. So Sydney was the oldest, who was my father.
Yeah.
And then B.
Okay.
And then
all those three guys were brothers? Okay.
Yeah, I was getting all brothers.
And your mother, am I getting mixed up? Was your mother have brothers that play
the soccer? Yes, my mother is a buddy to Scotty Martin.
All right, okay.
And Les, Scotty, who's a great athlete, could play lacrosse. He also played pro hockey. He was my uncle too, so.
So you really, that's where you got the genes, both of
you. Yeah, I got them from both sides. Both my parents were
I remember looking back at the old stats in 1931, the first pro league of box, and Scotty Martin came second in scoring to Lionel Conacher.
Yeah, that's something.
Lionel Conacher, he played his fourth one.
Yeah.
I was researching lacrosse stuff, and I found 1 year he didn't play lacrosse in 32, and I said, he was wrestling. Somebody was wrestling the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great football player. And he'd even played for the Toronto Maple Leafs International baseball team. Somebody was wrestling.
Yeah.
So he played baseball and wrestling instead of playing lacrosse.
Some athlete.
Tommy, you got anything you can add here?
Well, I know, speaking to Russ Powlis, he was discussing, that if he could have a first, people he would like to have on a team, and he said the number one person would be Roger.
Wow.
And that was a very good compliment, and Roger knows that too, and so does a lot of people in Six Nations. And Russ never minced words with him. In his favor, he just said he would be my first choice. That means a lot to everybody who knows Roger.
I've got to admit something. I'm usually right with my stats and stuff, but today when I was looking at the dressing rooms, and I saw the one dressing room named after you, and I looked and I saw, they're wrong, because they had 52 and 53 you beat on the Man Cup.
Yeah.
But it was 53.
Yeah, it was.
So I admit my error.
Yeah.
You have grandchildren now playing in the game.
I have one six nephew playing for the Arrows tonight.
Right.
Yeah. His name is Sidney B.
That's named after your dad.
Yeah. My father.
He's really got the game.
Yeah.
It must give you a lot of pride when you think about all the players you've played with and the friendships and the goals you've scored and the goals they've scored and.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm just a fan now. I try to help out the Arrows a little bit. Sometimes they give them a little bit of advice here and there. I have to listen to it. It's something that I enjoy doing.
Today when we did the interview with Judy Punch Farrell, is he related to you?
No relation. My wife was a Smith, and her uncle, who is Harry Smith.
Oh,
Jay Silver, he was.
So yeah, Tondo.
Some kind of related to him through Mary, too, also.
Yeah, we were looking at earlier today at the team that Judy Punch played on in 1932 when they played down in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Sid Smith, your dad, was on that team. Judy Punch was on the team. And I noticed also Harry Smith, who was your, Tonto.
Yeah.
Geez, everybody just intertwined.
Yeah.
Well,
I got
good roots.
I guess I good roots.
You say that.
Maybe that's what I was missing.
Yeah. My son, Kim. He played junior here on the reserve. He played senior a couple of years, and he coached Arrows. They went to they won the Ontario Finals 1 year, and also 1 year they went on to BC, but they got defeated there for the Mayo Cup with the Arrows.
Well, I think it's wonderful what is happening in Six Nations now, and it's a lot of pride, and that pride you can feel is. We can feel it. It's pretty proud to see the young people coming over.
That's great lacrosse. She plays two lacrosse. All Ontario is good.
I told you that.
Yeah.
This reminded me, I was, talking about females playing lacrosse, was last year in the Can-Am League. One of the Squires' daughters played as a forward.
Yeah.
It's been the odd thing, a goaltender, playing out in that senior B level of lacrosse. Played something.
In fact, there's a few daughters that are playing. One's 19. The first league is very good. And then my oldest one, she's 23 now. She last year
she coached.
She coaches here, and she should go to Brock University. And that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We've got our photos off in the Hall of Fame because won a beauty contest.
Oh, this is what you're talking about.
And I read it in a magazine when I was in the doctor's appointment, and I phoned up and said, "Is that your daughter?" And he said, "Yes." Yeah. So anyway, it was just great. And then when you see that,
that was the plane, wasn't it?
Yes, from the plane.
Yeah.
And it's nice when people can put things back into lacrosse, you know. And so that's those good roots. When you just play the game and then you use the females in your family.
I think what Delby and Kurt are doing here is just tremendous. They're putting back money into the community, and they're not just everyone for themselves.
Yes.
And I think that just a whole lot of admiration for them to grasp.
Well, you know, it was something last night. Six Nations had 8 busloads of fans come up to the Whitby Game 5, and they didn't charge the fans anything. They all had orange t-shirts, and it just filled the arena, and the emotion happened Whitby from all these fans from Six Nations. And I'm sure a lot of the people from Whitby even felt that,
Sure, yeah.
If there's anybody that loves the class, it seems you make a lot of friendships through the class. And I know myself, I remember years ago, I hate Peterborough, but I didn't really hate it, but I've got friends in Peterborough. You know, every arena you go to, you meet good people. But the passion of the people here is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and they really support the band here, the best in the world, they support the team on 150%.
And they say, you just don't have to. They're not just supporting a winner, they support the team,
right,
whether it's good or mediocre or whatever, and that gives a difference.
You know, like myself now, I've got aches and pains, more likely from the cross and stuff like that either.
It
was all worth it. I'd probably do that. I'd do the same thing.
And Roger, you're in the Canadian Hall of Fame as well as the Ontario Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And as I said before, Roger plays a big part in the native selection area. And I still want to know where the two feathers go on our Indian down at our entrance.
We should have three
feathers, did it? But I need somebody to tell me which way they go. It's just nice, and Roger's been a big help in our fundraising endeavors and supporting us in all the things we do. It's really very nice. And thank you, Roger, for your efforts.
What are you doing?
You got anything to add before we go?
Well, I'm going to go across. So it's been really good to meet. So, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Anything that I can do to help promote the game, I sure will.
Well, you don't mind if this tape goes on the internet then?
No, I don't mind at all. I'd like to maybe get a copy of it.
I've been giving Tommy, whenever we do interviews, I give Tommy one for the Hall of Fame. I'm sure he can get another one made up. And
I'd like to get one here for
We have a library of them, It's just wonderful. I mean, especially when you know the individual, you know the wound and the love they have and the passion for the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true today. We did Nipple Hearn. We've done one with him. We've done one with Jim McMahon and
Whitey Frick.
I got one that, but we've got to get on to tape again. Louis Pipon. I don't know if you knew the Pipons. And he was referee
for
a lot of years.
Too bad he didn't have that one from the Ross.
You know, we procrastinate. Just a while ago, when Billy Mason was still alive, which is, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
I was up in Peterborough, and Pat Baker said to me, he says, as soon as I get over my, he had a heart, those pacemakers put in. So as soon as I get over my pacemaker and Billy gets over his hip replacement, we're coming down, we'll do an interview for you. And just never got around to doing that. And Ross was another one I liked it. Actually, where I live in a, like, it's a big loft apartment, and I call it the Gaylord Palace Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And my nickname, like, you see it on the internet and that, it's always been Wamper or Womp. Well, it's really Wampa.
Yeah.
And the way I got that nickname was when I was a kid, Gaylord played for the Oshawa Bengals. And I remember I used to go out and spend 8 hours a day throwing a ball around against the wall, and these girls coming up and asked me my name, and I said I was Wampum Palace, I was Gaylord's younger brother. And today it kind of felt neat when I were asking some kids what that flag meant. They said, oh, that's a Wampum bat.
Yeah.
And, you know, so...
That purple one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ross, he had some great sayings, right? He was a comical guy.
Yeah, I like that story. Did you get a copy of that one? Yeah, I think, yeah, you got it. The one in that program.
Yeah. One of the things he had said to me one time, I can fight better when I'm on the bottom, he said. But don't tell anybody.
I like what he says. He was talking, doing this thing up in Fergus, this after dinner speech, and Wilma was there, and he says, well, I told, what was that? He says, the first thing is to go over my knees. He says, but Wilma says, that's the second thing to go on.
I remember he said this when he spoke to last year down in Dustin, and he said that he stopped, he had 14 children, and he stopped at 14, and the reason being, there was a census come out in Ontario, and it said every 15th child was going to be Italian, so he didn't want to have an Italian, so he stopped at 14.
Right, he used to play hockey too, eh? Like he used to have he wasn't a real good skater, he could handle a puck, eh? So after one period, we were playing him, but he beat one guy two or three times, eh? They would step him again, he'd go on him again. Bank the puck off the boards and pick it up over here. He was that guy I thought I had to talk to.
He was really a tough character, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
There was another story he played against Gaylord. Now, he would have been playing for Brantford, and Gaylord was playing Senior B for, I think it was Oshawa at the time. Oshawa had a Senior B team for 1 year. And he knocked out Gaylord. He said, well, I came down to either me kid knocked out or Gaylord. He says, I couldn't face him, you know, the next day if he knocked me out, so he knocked him out.
But anyway, it's great memories, and I unfortunately never played the game, but I just love to hearing the stories because they're just fantastic as far as I'm concerned, and really enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to take my pills and my needles. So.
Okay, I'll go get those.
Yeah, please.
Have a look.
That's a lot.
You can borrow them.
Now, did you put your...